is VOA News. I'm Tommy Dooley. Spain locked down its 46 million citizens, and France ordered the closing of just about everything the rest of the world loves about it. The Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, the cafes and restaurants, as governments took increasingly desperate measures to put more space between people and contain the coronavirus. The United States, meanwhile, broadened its travel ban to include Britain and Ireland. Vice President Mike Pence said the ban would take effect a few 4 hours UTC Tuesday. Pence said Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would face screening once they got home.
Again, Americans in the UK or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the Secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and processed.
Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flight from the 26 Schengen area, the European Union border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. President Trump's doctor says that the president tested negative for the coronavirus. Mr. Trump had been in close proximity to at least one person with it. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who was in close contact with the vice president or president.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately. So.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
Did we?
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three U.S. troops were injured, two of them seriously, in a rocket attack against Camp Taji north of Baghdad Saturday. As Ed Uranian reports, it is the second such attack on the camp this week.
Saturday's attack was the second on U.S. coalition forces at the Taji airbase since Wednesday. It follows U.S. retaliation Friday on Iraqi targets, including several Shiite Hashd al-Shaabi bases, one mostly a Shiite police base, and the Karbala airbase now under construction. Arab media says Iraqi security forces arrested the owner of the lot from which the rockets were fired into the Taji airbase, along with Iraqi forces at a nearby checkpoint who saw the attack. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says personnel are still searching for the perpetrators. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Saturday his country continues to prepare to host the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer, despite widening concern about the viability of the Games given the global coronavirus outbreak. Reuters correspondent Soraya Ali.
The announcement comes as countries around the world shut borders and cancelled public gatherings. The Tokyo 2020 torch lighting ceremony in ancient Olympia was already held without spectators. But Abe and his government have been adamant that the Olympics will go ahead. Speculations about a delay to the event, which is supposed to start in July, has grown since U.S. President Donald Trump said organizers should consider a one-year postponement. Abe and Trump held a call after those comments, but the Japanese premier said they had not discussed a possible delay. Japan had 21 new coronavirus cases as of Saturday evening, bringing the country's total to over 1,440, according to public broadcaster NHK.
Mainland China announced another 20 cases of COVID-19 Saturday. That is up from 11 a day earlier, but the National Health Commission said 16 of the 20 came from outside of China. Sarah Bassett reports.
From quarantining travelers from overseas to preventing people sneaking in with fevers, China and other parts of Asia are scrambling to stop the new coronavirus from coming back to where it first broke out. China, South Korea and Japan have announced expanded border controls that mimic many of the bans and restrictions placed on China in the early days of the outbreak. Despite not having enough for its own medical workers a few weeks ago, China is now donating supplies to Italy, Iran and other affected areas. I'm Sarah Bassett.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.